Yeah, it should be real interesting. It's going to be a good game. And obviously, every time we play Penn State, you know, it's a good game. They're a good team. And, traditionally, the game hasn't been a blowout. So, you know, we're definitely not looking for that. The one thing had to be out there. It's just 60 minutes, and we're going to have to may even have to play more. So, we know it's going to be tough. But, taking this week just to prepare for it.
I think the play everyone remembers is Adrian's block of the punt, but that was kind of your coming out party last year. Was at Penn State?
Right. I did have pretty much a good game, but you know, it was a team win last year, you know, and this year for a win, it's going to be the same thing, you know, just a team win, guys being in the right spot, and just playing our defense and our offense, just playing the offense.
What's it been like for you to see, I guess, the coming of Mike Daniels, if you will? Like, I know you guys have always talked about how he's a good player, but now you're actually like seeing it in the games, yeah. And you're seeing him go out there and produce.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun to watch. You know, first time I saw his celebration dance, it was comical. You know, we had guys on the sideline laughing. Still today we're still talking about it. But it's good to see that he finally gets the opportunity, and now he's making the best of it. And so we're happy, and rotation is good. So I think the coaches and the players are real happy that he's coming along.
One thing that when I was talking to him yesterday, he was mentioning how being low key is what's kind of helped him and helped you guys as a unit. Would you say that that's kind of the case as well? Because, yeah, I know Adrian, like, obviously his name's in the spotlight and everything, but for the most part, you guys just kind of go out there and just do your job.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, you know, just keep your head down, keep plowing, and let the players come to you, you know. So it's good for Adrian to have all that press, but, you know, it kind of makes him get double-teamed, or, you know, all the attention is focused on him, so which means that somebody else should potentially, you know, make a play. And obviously last game, Mike made a whole bunch of plays, and so it's good to see.
How difficult running back is Evan Royster to prepare for?
He is a really good running back. You know, for the, I think, past 3 years I've played him, he's always running downhill, good awareness. It's going to be tough to prepare for him, you know, because no scout guys can duplicate what he does on the field and whatnot. And so I know just from experience, you know, we can't have one guy trying to take him down. You know, it's going to be two or maybe even three guys, you know, taking him down. So it's going to be tough.
You think back to that game that was mentioned earlier with Daniel hitting the game-winning field goal, and then you look at now and you see you guys have won 17 of 20 since then. Is it kind of amazing to look at that moment and be like, wow, we've come a real far way?
Well, yeah, I mean, for sure it is, but I also think it's just, you know, just the leadership and the team growing up, you know. Everybody that was on that team is obviously still here now, except for a couple exceptions. Mm-hmm. But, I think just guys just growing up and maturing within the system and knowing what it takes to win and how tough that win was and how tough every win that we've gotten is. So, you know, that's what I think.
When you hear the words true freshman quarterback, seeing how that's what you're going up against on Saturday, what's kind of going through your mind?
You know, it obviously he's a great player. Obviously to play as a true freshman, you got to be a good player. So, you know, we're throwing that out the door, you know. We're not going to sit there and try to say, oh, he's going to make all his mistakes. Yeah, he will, but any quarterback makes mistakes. So, you know, we're throwing the true freshman thing out. You know, he's a good player. You know, we're going to come out and prepare like we do any other quarterback, so.
Brother.
Going back to last year's game, in retrospect, what did that do for you guys? Considering the road schedule you had in the conference, to go and win in that environment in the first conference game?
I think it just, you know, launched us into the season that we had, you know, and I think it's just important this year for us to come out on the good foot, get this first Big Ten win, you know, and then I think it's going to do the same thing that it did last year, you know, just get us ready for the rest of the Big Ten schedule.
The game aside, is there anything in particular you remember about that night, that environment? You know, Adam Robinson was saying yesterday, he said, I couldn't believe how much much. Penn State fans hate us.
Yeah, they do hate us. but that's every bitch in school. No one likes Iowa, which is fine. But no, let me see. What I remember from that night, yeah, the fans were crazy. It was loud in there. I just remember after they scored that first touchdown right off the bat, place was going crazy. But, no, I just remember, us, you know, rallying back, though. I think that's an important thing. You know, yeah, we were down. They struck quick, but, you know, we pulled together and, you know, we came back in the fourth quarter. You know, the game basically, you know, we was dominating, you know, in the fourth quarter.
You feel like you kind of turned things around with that sequence down by their goal line?
I think that was a spark, you know, kind of get everybody going. And I think before that they were on the 17 or 18 play drive when they kicked the field goal, and then, you know, we pinned them back, you know, got the tackle for loss, got the safety, and then Adrian did his play. So, I believe, you know, that kind of sparked everybody and got everybody ready to go.
What do you think of Marcus Ty?
I like it. Pretty sharp.
Pretty sharp, huh?
I like it.
I think I just get Jeremiah Hunter to cut my hair. Did he cut your hair?
He used to.
Yeah. He used, why is it everybody says he used to?
He used to, just because, you know, I'm trying out different people. At least I try out different people. So I've had three other barbers since him. So
who else?
This guy named D'Angelo. He used to cut my hair. The guy that cuts my hair now, his name is Grant. He does a real good job. Cuts DJ K's hair. Bruce Davis hair, LeBron's hair, lines up Adrian, so yeah, lines up his line. So.
If I could pull up Adrian's hair, I'd be all over.
Yeah.
But can you talk about Jeremiah, the player? So he's not here, and we have to talk about him, and eventually, because it's Penn State week, I think.
For sure.
Does he wear that close to his sleeve, as far as you know? Does he care? Penn State, you know, he almost went there. He's from there. Does
right.
it matter to him?
I don't think so. You know, I believe, you know, that's 5 years ago, and right. I mean, obviously, it's close to his home, and, you know, he's gonna hold like a little animosity or whatnot. But I think other than that, you know, to him, it's just a game that we got to come out and prepare for and try to win.
I think there was actually a guy on the team. I know there was last year. Like, I heard him say that there was someone on the team that was his cousin. I don't know if that's still the case now.
I don't know. He hasn't said too much about it, and I think since it's his last year, you know, he's more focused and worried about, you know, just getting the win for the team, you know, rather than, you know, who's over there and, you know, oh, they didn't give me no scholarship or whatnot. So, yeah.